This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Several events are lined up on the second of the G20 summit underway in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. The first session on sustainable development and energy transition will begin in a short while from now. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be addressing this session. The second session of the day will be held on digital infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with Brazilian President Lula da Silva on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, and the two leaders reaffirmed the commitment to improve cooperation in sectors including energy, biofuels, defense and agriculture. Mr. Modi complimented him on various efforts of Brazil during the G20 presidency. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they took stock of the full range of bilateral ties between India and Brazil. Besides, Prime Minister Modi is expected to hold more bilateral meetings with leaders of Argentina, Chile and Australia on the second day as well. The first day yesterday witnessed the adoption of Rio de Janeiro Declaration by G20 member countries calling for action on climate change and wars in Ukraine and West Asia. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. By-elections will also be held for the parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, namely Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. In Jharkhand, elaborate security arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. The polling will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. while in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats have been held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. Counting of votes for all states will be taken up on Saturday. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting initiatives that ensure sustainable and profitable agriculture, resilient ecosystems and food security for all. The minister was addressing the Global Soils Conference 2024 virtually in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan stated that soil health has become a global concern, noting that 30% of the world's soil is degraded. He attributed this to the excessive use of chemical fertilizers, which has significantly impacted soil quality in the country. To address this crisis, Mr. Chauhan informed that the government is promoting organic farming as a sustainable alternative. The Delhi government has urged the centre to grant permission for cloud seeding to induce artificial rain in the national capital to combat the severe air pollution crisis. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai has written to Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav requesting an emergency meeting on air pollution. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR continues to be in a deteriorating condition, breaching the Severe Plus level with Air Quality Index AQI of 476. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival in India is set to begin tomorrow in Goa and will continue till the 28th of this month. The 180 international films from 81 countries will be screened during the festival. Free transport facilities will be available to ensure seamless travel across festival venues. And this year, Australia has been chosen as the country of focus. The gates of the 43rd India International Trade Fair open for the general public today. The mega fair of business, innovation and global exchange is underway at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The theme for this year is Viksit Bharat at 2047. Our correspondent reports that a large number of visitors were seen visiting different stalls of national and international exhibitors. Russian President Vladimir Putin has approved the country's updated nuclear doctrine today. The new doctrine sets out conditions under which Russia will consider using its arsenal. It allows for a broader use of nuclear weapons. According to the new doctrine, any conventional attack on Russia backed by a nuclear power could be considered a joint attack on Russia. Mr. Putin ordered the changes to the nuclear doctrine in September this year. The move comes after U.S. President Joe Biden gave Ukraine permission to use 8 TACMS missiles against targets deep inside Russian territory. In hockey, India stormed into the final of the Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 after defeating Japan 2-0 in the semi-final at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.